So I'm sitting in my, what I call my bike, which is basically my wheelchair with a, at the front, an attachment, a clip-on attachment, which actually is called a cougar, which is a pretty cool name for it. And it's a power assist handbike. So it turns my wheelchair into a handbike. Personally, I got into riding hand cycles when my son got to about 4 years of age and he got his first bike, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be left behind as a wheelchair user, though you can move along on, you know, in a wheelchair, but actually to do speed and to go around the park and to, you know, keep up with a four-year-old basically is a bit of a challenge. So I was looking around options for going further, faster on rougher terrain, and at first my first thought was I need an electric scooter, bit of a granny buggy, but hey, you know, I'll swallow my pride. And as I was doing my research, I can't actually remember how, but I came across a photo of this kind of setup. I thought, oh my God, that's what I want, you know, leave the granny buggy for a few years down the line. I mean, I drive a car and I'm a wheelchair user, so I'm already able to move at my own pace without, you know, without assistance. So I know what being independently, you know, mobile feels like. But until I got to try cycling, I'd actually never realized that extra, I don't know, I just feel so much freer and so much more in control by making this, it's my own power that's controlling the speed at which this goes, etc. And it being outdoors, as a child I used to want to, I had this thought of wanting to ride a motorbike because I wanted to be outdoors and, you know, in the countryside, in the mountains, all of that. There's nothing like being in the open air and moving. And anyway, motorbikes weren't going to happen. So I've done car driving forever, but it's so much more. I feel so much more, in a way, I don't know. I want to say powerful. That's not the right word, but you know, I feel empowered, yeah, by my bike in a way that I don't by my car or anything else really. Hello. Hiya.
This is nice.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with Wheels for Wellbeing. We've got some of our bikes actually in the sports hall today. Are you with people here?
Yes.
Yeah. Which organisation are you with? With Wheels for Wellbeing, what we can do, given that we own, I mean, this is my own, but Wheels for Wellbeing owns about 200 plus bikes. And we have a whole array of different bikes, which means that 99.9% of people can cycle. I actually think 100% of people can cycle. And when I say can cycle, it's because cycling is so many different things compared to what people think of when they think of cycling. They think of a two-wheeler on the road. And there's thousands of people out there who never would do that, whether they're disabled or not. They're just too worried about being on the road and might never have learned to ride a bike. But actually, they can cycle if only they get access to the right equipment. You have to take that a step further in terms of really having a variety of equipment. So hand bikes, tandems, tricycles, side-by-side tandems, all sorts. So you can have a lot of different ways in which you are experiencing that feeling of being on a machine which is moving through space, in the open air or indoors, if you want to do it indoors. And often under your own power, or if you can't make the machine go, then you can have the help of another cyclist with you on a tandem. Even if you're a wheelchair user and you have little control even over your arms, you can be on a tandem with somebody else and cycle together.
I guess that's what kind of makes your job worth it.
That's
aside
exactly
from the fact you get
it.
To ride
yes.
in this.
Yes, absolutely. It's being able to share that empowerment, that buzz. It basically, Wheels for Wellbeing just makes buzz happening. You know, we arrived somewhere. The first time we came here, the staff were astonished. They thought about four or five of their clients would be able to cycle, even though we'd showed them all the pictures and the video and all that. They'd seen a lot of different disabled people cycle, and even then they thought, well, maybe four or five of our clients will. And we said, well, invite everybody into the hall just to see, you know, you can just sit and watch, really. And I think about 20 people cycled.
Yeah.
And by the end, the buzz in that centre was incredible. And they were so, oh, please come back. And it's just, even though the centre's fantastic and they do all sorts of different activities, but they do physical activity as well. But the buzz that cycling gives you is quite unique, I think. And the fun of it, you know, and the fun of watching your friends enjoy it and all of that, it really gave it a new kind of buzz.